Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hey friends, this episode is dedicated to George Wisman, a dedicated audience member who passed away recently. If you've been to a show at UCB in Los Angeles over the last few years, you've probably seen him. He sat in the front row and often wore a visor that I would tease him about, like his next stop after my show was going to be an old-timey poker game. He loved the show, and the show already misses him. This one's for you, Visor Man.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from Ground Zero. That's not a good expression to describe this place. Our original home, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, California. It's Tuesday, August 28th, 2018. I can't believe August is almost over. I'm still writing January on my checks. You missed a good one, sir. What did you guys write on your name tags? Let me see those name tags, Los Angeles. Oh boy, there's a good amount. There's always a whole section that didn't bring name tags. I don't know how you guys know how to sit together. That's interesting. Sophia the Jerk. You just added Sophia to the movie The Jerk. Yeah, Sophia is a tough one. Let me think of one for you. No, you're right. Sophia the Jerk was the way to go. Who's Cousin Vinny?
Mike.
Mike's Cousin Vinny? And you're Mike?
Yeah.
Okay. What's that Avengers one over there? Just Infinity War. Yeah, see how people feel about that? All right, we got lots of good ones for people to choose from. We got some behind me even. Thank you for bringing those. And good luck to everybody. Doug plugs, Cleveland, the year-long wait is finally over. Doug Loves Movies returns to the Accidental Comedy Festival at Hilarities on Saturday, September 1st at 4:20. The Benson Movie Interruption returns to the Alamo Drafthouse in downtown Kansas City on Friday night, September 7th, and we're doing a Doug Loves Movies there the next day.
For all of my dates and deets and links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
All right. That was interesting. Felt kind of real. I'm always like, are there birds in here? I got a bag. I was at Ellis Mania over the weekend. I got a bag that says Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in it. And inside the bag, I've got a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a Doug Loves Movies sticker, a I think a lady gave this to me in Tampa. No, wait. Orlando. Let's just say Florida. It's a beautiful pipe that looks like a donut. Yeah, right? It's not our little spaceship or whatever. And she gave it to me inside a koozie for Tito's handmade vodka. Just fits right in there. It's real nice. And so I can't break up the set. I got to give both of those away. And then, that's it for stuff in the bag. But check this out, you guys. If you buy a VIP ticket to Taylor Swift, which I did, on more than one occasion, they send you this VIP box thing where, like, you open it up and this happens. I don't even know where the speaker is, but Taylor's talking about how excited she is that I bought a ticket to see her, and she's like, oh my God, when you're there, I'm gonna get so excited to see you there. I might even cancel all the snakes in the show because you're a good man. But yeah, and then you open up another level, it shuts that thing up, and she's like, looks like she has total shame. And then you get a copy of her, the CD Reputation, like, because CDs are great. They're still a thing, right? You get a patch, and I put that on my best jacket or whatever. And and then there's also a big, thick, heavy book in there. And to give you guys an idea how heavy this shit is. All of that is going to be won by somebody tonight, in addition to the stuff brought by my terrific guests. Are you ready, Los Angeles? Let's do this. Please give it up for Tom Takkar, Owen Edgerton, Noel Wells, and Sam Richardson. Let's hear it for all of them as they make their way through the twisting backstage that is... Oh, shit. Did I break that fucking donut pipe? The answer is no. Try again later. It's one of those kind of pipes that gives you messages. Where'd the koozie part go? How did I lose that part? Good question. Somebody getting a call? We good over there? Oh my God. That's never happened in the history of everything. Someone standing with a koozie in their hand going, where did the koozie go? It's in your hand. Oh shit. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with the gentleman who is joining us. He's the first time guest here on the show. So excited to have him. It's Sam Richardson, everybody.
Hello.
Let's do it. IMDb, best known for, I wrote it down, Veep, hold your applause till the end, Detroiters, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, and We're the Millers, where of course you played a TSA agent. How did that feel? Did you feel...
Powerful. I felt very powerful.
Right?
You know.
It's a strong uniform.
It's post 9/11, so, you know, so it holds a certain authority to it.
Did you wear your TSA uniform, like, offset or at the airport?
Yeah, like, right. Yeah. It's just a quick way to get through security.
Detroiters season two is happening as we speak.
Last episode was on last Thursday.
Okay, so we're too late for that, but...
DVR, on demand.
Yes, watch it on demand.
Watch it on demand.
It's incredible.
What you do is you go home, you look at your TV, and you're like, I demand to see Detroiters. Say that five times until you pass out.
That's right. If it doesn't show you, get a new TV.
Oh, is that how that works? Mm-hmm. And but Veep, when's the new season of Veep?
We're shooting it right now. It's the last season, season 7.
What?
Yeah, I know. It was news to me also. Not really. I knew that going in. But that should be out, maybe. I'm assuming, in the spring. But yeah, we're filming it right now.
All right. Thanks for being here, dude.
Thank you.
People are unsure if they should clap for that.
No, it's
the
fine.
Last season.
Still nothing. That's fine. Who cares? I don't care either.
Is there a hashtag 7 seasons in a movie situation?
Ooh,
can we get
started.
A Veep movie?
Let's get a Veep film, we'll call it even.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be a great title for it. The Veep film.
The Veep film.
Yeah, just following her around, whatever she's up to next. I mean, how many seasons has it been since she was the actual Veep?
It's been...
That's like if there was a bachelor sitting around in Full House. It doesn't make any sense. It was just for me and him, what? That joke. We, the two of us, got a chance to bond a little bit. And let's meet the rest of the panel, starting with, she's a delight. She comes by every once in a while. I don't feel like she totally loves being here. But
wow.
Say hello to this panel's wow factor.
Wow.
It's Noelle Wells, everybody.
I just get very nervous. That's it.
I'm
nervous.
So
this is like a personal challenge.
I don't want to put that on you. I appreciate it.
Every once in a while, I get a call from you, and I'm like, I should leave my house. Ow.
Yeah. So good to see you outside
nice to
the
see
house.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's been a minute. We did, of course. I starred in your film, Mr. Roosevelt, and the two of us went on to great acclaim. I know Owen's probably seen it and knows that I have two scenes, but
two
pivotal
scenes.
Fucking scenes.
Yeah. Lynch
life, her life changes based on what happens with me.
It's true.
But it's popular on Netflix and everything. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's on Netflix. You can watch it.
You can totally watch it.
You can
not watch it.
You can not watch it.
You have total freedom.
It literally impacts me in no way what you do or don't do.
Is there a thing on there still where people can rate it? Does it have a rating?
The craziest thing is that they had it up until 2 weeks ago, and it's even sadder that I know this.
2 weeks ago is when they said, we're not going to rate these things anymore.
I think the internet is just so vitriolic.
Yeah, I just
think it's just, you know.
It's a good place to start on a 1 to 5 star rating system. Shut those bullies up.
Yeah.
Those 3.5 star people. Just fucking like it or don't.
Yeah, no, but that's been a real stress off my back. So it really makes no difference now.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, there's Mr. Roosevelt's out, and it's been really cool. It feels like people are still discovering it, and that's so it goes through waves. Doug, don't die.
That's the beauty of, oh, wouldn't that be terrible?
That would be so terrible. Oh, my God.
We're talking about your movie, and I just die.
I don't know. They'd play the clip over and over of his death, and they'd have Mr. Roosevelt in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that'd be a sick plug.
Yeah.
Sick
plug. People would be like, oh, Detroiters, too. They're trying to slip it in there as well.
Check it out, Sam, where you've
been. Check it out. It's available. Comedy Central app.
Woo! This is why I have 4 guests. So I can just sit over here coughing.
Just an hour.
You okay?
Yeah, this is good.
All right. I just had a double eye orgasm. Oh, my God.
You need to clean up?
I just, people come out here, they're so funny, I choke on their words. But also, it might add something to do with the big rip I took off stage before coming out here. Woo. But we have to move forward, you guys. I think Charlie Rose said that Who else on the panel would like to be introduced? Owen Edgerton is here, everybody. Now, how often do you get confused with Joel Edgerton? Because I feel like you guys have a similar look.
Every day of my life. I will say this. He played Uncle Owen, the young Uncle Owen. And so that was a big day for me when a guy with the last name that was my last name played a character that was my first name. That's it. That's
He's
it
got
me.
A D in there, though, right?
That's right. Yeah, he spells it wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, you're Edger without the D.
And it was Owen. But with a G? No.
His name is Joan.
Goen.
Joan.
Uncle Goen.
Gerton. And comedy and filmmaking phenom out of Austin, Texas.
Did you read that?
What's your latest? I wrote it down and then I read it out loud.
Thank you.
I'm both architect and builder on this show. I make out a map and then I perform it for everybody.
We live in what you build.
Yeah, exactly. And what's your latest? You came out to California here to promote something?
I got a movie coming out on Friday called Bloodfest. Yeah.
Which, why wouldn't anybody want to see a movie called Bloodfest?
There's lots of people dying.
It's a terrific name for anything.
Exactly.
It'd be a great name for a lean cuisine.
A vegan.
I'm not even bother with a second example. So it's coming out Friday. How can people see it?
It's going to be on demand. It's in theaters, some theaters. But it's going to be like on demand and iTunes and everywhere like that.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite theater that it's playing in? Oh, let's give them a shout out.
Alamo Drafthouses. We'll be playing in Alamo Drafthouses because I have stuff on them. So.
Oh, really? Is that why?
Yeah, I got some tapes.
I know you always participate in events at the Fantastic Fest. We should plug that. That's coming up in September. 9 days of like the most fun film festival that I go to every year.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's the most fun film festival you go to.
Yeah, we always do. What? We always do stuff together there, and it's always a terrific time. And thanks for coming out here.
Oh yeah,
and good luck with Bloodfest, and we'll see you later.
Okay, bye.
Oh wait, I didn't mean to. Talk you off. You got to stay for the rest of this shit.
You can talk me off.
Including the introduction of our fourth guest, who may have been on the show more times than anybody else on the panel. Not sure. Didn't talk to accounting or HR. Give it up for Tom Takkar, everybody.
Hello, Dougie.
Co-host of You Up with Nikki Glaser Sirius XM Channel 95.
Yeah, sports
weekdays
court.
7 to 9 out here on the West Coast. And yes, I wrote, it's even written right here.
Say squirt.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Short-sighted catchphrase I came up with.
You beat me to it. Yeah, you have to say that at the top of every show. Squirt, squirt.
Every show I say squirt, squirt at the top.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we call our fans Squirt Nation
more and more every time.
Based on the idea that when people listen to the show, they're squirting out of their little pussies.
Wow. Wait, is that by the wow factor?
Yeah, you are always bringing the wow.
Wow.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
Okay, well.
Whoa, whoa.
Let's talk prize bag now that we've met everybody. Starting with Noelle, what do you have to contribute tonight?
Hi, I have a few things.
And thank you for bringing them.
All right. Well, we're going to start with the usual, which is a Team Noelle mug.
Oh.
I've brought one almost every time I've been on the show. I made these for my agents several years ago, and I had to get several, but to order them, I had to order 72. And for it to be cost effective. And so I've just been forcing these on anybody. And your audience happens to be one of the main targets. So that's one thing.
I think anywhere you go in public, you should have one and give it to somebody.
Just give it to someone. We're getting to the bottom of the... It came in four boxes, and I'm getting the fourth. I'm in the fourth box now. So
okay, good.
Home stretch. I also brought a hat that I had made because I keep always thinking I'm gonna start an apparel company for some reason. Because I'm like, oh, acting is not working out. I might as well start selling keychains and hats. But I made this one 2 years ago, and it's Insecure with a copyright. But then I realized there was a television show called Insecure.
Very popular.
And very popular on HBO. It was a dark time in my life.
Oh, shit. That's like,
how many of those did you order?
That's a weird choice of words, but...
but I liked it. I liked it because it was just copyrighted. I like to. I like
yeah,
to jokingly
that's
put
fun.
Put copyright symbols on things. The other one that I got ordered was Nervous TM trademark, but I kept that one because it's still relevant.
Yeah,
so there's
no
that.
One started a damn show called Nervous. ruined your joke. this just seems like a crew hat from Insecure.
Right. So people just, if you're a fan of Issa Rae, you can
no, that happened to like, me too. I made hats that say the Bill Maher show, and it was really fucked up and stupid, short-sighted of me.
Yeah, I just took a bunch of words and put copyright next to them because I think it's dumb. Now I'm starting. I want to start another apparel company called Sad. And just put sad copyright. And I looked it up. Nobody's done that yet. So don't you fucking
don't
start a show. Don't do anything. Okay, I've also brought a shirt. I've worn it. It's not in the best condition, but it's earlier this year I made a shirt after Donald Trump said I'm a very stable genius, and I got on that real quick. And so I started making I'm a very stable genius shirts, and they did very well online. And so I brought one here.
I like how it's like kind of a sports shirt. It's like a baseball shirt.
Yeah, it's like a baseball tee. That's how I made that. And people went nuts.
I'm a very stable genius.
Super nuts. You can go on my Etsy, and there's still a few up on there, or you could just take this
pictures
drag.
Will throw off every hitter with this shirt on. What the
and
fuck?
Then, and then I...
Gosh, you got so much stuff.
I know. I'm sorry. I just thought I like to...
It's great.
I never feel like one's enough or something. I know, especially because they bring the same thing. And then I started making music this year. It's been really... I'm really excited. I'm coming out with an album. Yeah.
We've been following your musical journey on Instagram.
Yeah, it's been happening. I've been teasing it. I think people don't know if it's a joke or not. It's definitely not. but I did this animated promo for it where I did this animated promo in each section for each song. It was a different type of animation, and one of them was a hand-drawn animation. So I brought a frame from the end of it.
Oh, wow, cool.
So it's one frame.
It's nice.
It's like aha.
Wow.
Yeah.
You do it all. Very good.
That's
Thank
so
you for
cool.
Letting me see it, Doug.
Yeah.
Tom was being so FOMO about it. I thought I'd give him a glimpse.
No FOMO.
And here's what it would look like animated.
Whoa! You're just flicking the same picture.
Yeah, well, she didn't say it was very active. Animation. Owen, what do you got for us?
I was really worried I was going to go next because that was really, those are good.
Thank you. I was feeling insecure copyright about that.
You were really worried you were going to go next when you're sitting directly next to her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good fear to have.
All clues were leading to that. So I was going to pack a shirt because Bloodfest happens. It's a horror convention where everything comes to life. Thank you.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Just ruining the plug. The only reason I'm here.
No, I was trying to make it sound like, fire, like you're talking about a scary movie.
Oh, cool. Hey. That is, you're like John Carpenter over there.
Oh, you want some John Carpenter? Okay, describe your movie. Beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Wow.
All right, but seriously, what?
Burn on Carpenter.
What did you bring?
So I was going to bring this shirt.
No, that was a compliment.
I had a shirt that said, I died at Bloodfest, and I didn't pack it when I came. So instead,
did you just scratch it into a... Oh,
what I did... What I went,
you went
did,
and bought something?
I bought something. I bought a toucan. A toucan, not toucan.
Toucan. Toucan, you British fuck.
Toucan, flutie.
A toucan swim ring. I got really excited when I saw this at the CVS because I thought it was like... It said 35 feet, and I was like, holy fuck, that's 35 feet.
That's a big toucan swim ring.
Yeah, but it's 3.5 feet. But it is sturdy vinyl, is what it says right there, out there in podcast world, sturdy vinyl. So it's a toucan swim ring.
That looks fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. Oh, there's a bigger picture on the back.
I mean, you know, with this thing, you could create your own blood fest.
Yeah.
Or Rio 3. Thank you for that. Sam, I know, you know, this is your first time on the show. When I said, please bring something, I hope you didn't feel bad that you didn't bring a bunch of stuff, but I'm pretty excited about what you did bring.
Yeah, I didn't bring, I brought one thing.
It's one great thing.
It's a season 4 DVD of Veep.
I loved how you had to read the title off of it.
What's that now? Stars Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Lewis.
From Seinfeld.
That's Seinfeld, yeah.
It's still in the package, so I didn't use it. Pretty good.
Unlike someone's shirt.
Oh,
nice. Oh, unintentional burn, but I'll take it.
I used that toucan earlier, too. Yeah.
And if you don't, you know, you can put this in an Xbox or a PlayStation also.
Wait, is it a video game too?
No. They both work as DVD and Blu-ray players. Not even a Blu-ray, it's a DVD.
It'd be great. They need to make sitcom video games where you can act out the things.
Yeah, like Knight's Quest Dragon Quest. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think I saw every episode of this season. I think I missed a few.
Uh-oh.
Doug just stole the.
Here she goes.
Tom, what do you have for us?
I got a few things. I left one thing in the green room. It's Tabasco chocolate. I bought two pieces. I ate one so I could experience what you will. And it's not great. It tastes like chocolate. It tastes normal, but then it burns your throat somehow. So that'll be fun for you. And then I found this ball. It's called a
Return. I'm worried by the end of the show it's not going to be backstage anymore because you've really sold it. Somebody's going to swipe it up. But anyway, go
I got
ahead.
This thing. It's called a Return Sports Ball. I found it at a dollar store. And it's a ball that has a string on it. So if you throw it, it comes back to you. Oh. So it's for kids who don't have dads or whatever. Throw stuff at them.
Let me see that.
Sports. It's a long string.
It's a very well. Yeah, you need some space, you know, like where a dad would be. Like yeah. I said,
Doug is now strapping this to his wrist, so you don't even hold on to it. It's just
this is the
a
kind
ball
of,
on a leash.
This is podcast magic.
I also, while you're strapping that up,
you know what else this is probably good for? All right, so I'm strapped up. Go ahead. Tell us about the next thing.
I brought an Aaron Carter CD, his second CD.
Oh, yeah.
Not the one with the hits on it.
No.
I'm a huge Aaron Carter fan. I saw him live. I did, yeah. I saw him live in Chicago, and I fought my way to the front of the stage. I was, like, drunk as fuck, and I forgot where I was. It was, like, a big festival, and I made eye contact. Like, everyone around me was dancing, and I wasn't. I just made eye contact with him. And you know how, like, when you're looking at a crowd, there's, like, one guy, like, that guy, who's, like, not into it? And, like, I don't know, fuck anybody. I know, you're a good man.
Do you want me to throw the ball at him?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw that ball at him.
This is the first 3D podcast. See, like,
I said that about the nicest man. That's the thing. It'll come back at you at any second, like a father's fist also. You got it plays both roles like that.
Oh, wow.
That's right, motherfucker.
I picked out the nicest man in the audience. I made eye contact with that with Aaron Carter, and then he turned it up a notch. He like did a flip. I like to think that I saved that show. I also found this.
I love this. It's so great. Sick. Almost hitting somebody is so much fun.
So sick.
How do you know? You're like,
I don't know.
Oh my God. This is like Russian roulette with no consequences except for your lack of care for the person. I also brought
I love this.
I brought this game called Bean Boozled, and it's got all the minions in it. And what it apparently is just jelly beans that you eat in a board game form. They made a whole board game out of eating minions.
Yeah, and you have to guess, is it peach or barf?
So you have to constantly buy more jelly beans to keep playing the game.
I guess so,
That's how they get
nice
you.
That's how they freaking get you.
Smart.
Yep.
And minions. Yeah.
And more minions.
How are they going to make more money off of this thing? This is the ball you never lose.
Yeah. And by the way, I bought this at Goodwill, so you probably don't want to eat those jelly beans.
Wait, what?
They're used jelly beans.
They're all flavored like
Well, they're not necessarily used. They're just old.
It's weird that all the flavors are my cum. I don't know.
Wow.
That was probably too dark.
That's cheating. Now you know what it's going to be every time you get to it.
Squirt, squirt.
Squirt, squirt.
That reminds me of that sex book that Hitler wrote.
Mein Kampf.
Oh, I'm so excited to have this ball in my hand right now.
Easily the cheapest prize I've ever bought is the one that you're the most excited
I'm
about.
So
like every time I come here, every time I come here, I'm like, all right, here's my grandpa's ashes. And you're like, all right, fuck that. What else you got? This time this shitty ball.
Somebody in the audience says an answer during one of the games.
Oh,
I have a feeling that thing will break immediately.
It's exhilarating every time.
You think this is going to break? Yes. You don't think this is?
It's definitely going to break.
I don't think so.
You don't think this is top of the line?
The question is when. That's what's fun about it.
I think you should have it with you for the rest of your life like a cane.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
But when it breaks, there'll be that moment where science will determine that the ball will drop rather than continue.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because as it snaps, then it will no longer have that inertia.
Dollar store science works differently. It will definitely hurt someone.
All right. I'll leave it be.
Always a liability.
I'll leave it be, but I do want to just be a guy walking around with a ball. If you guys met the old ball...
It's kind of sad when it's just down there.
It looks like a little leash.
Yeah,
now.
It's really unfortunate.
It's a little pet ball.
My pet ball.
Where are you going? Come back. Thank you.
Oh.
What's his name?
Hieronymus. Hieronymus Balsh.
Oh my God.
All right, here we go. I think I've got some things to ask you guys. Oh, let's skip that part. All these prizes. We're pretty deep into the show. All these prizes are going to be won by somebody, so let me say, let the games begin!
Nice.
Lady and gentlemen, we've got a lot of name tags for you to choose from tonight. Please go forth into the audience and pick the person you'd like to play on behalf of physically taking their name tag from them. Just pick one that speaks to you. Noelle's already got one. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Blue Chew. Guys, let's talk about sex. Good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? With Blue Chew, that's blue, like the color, you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. Since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you can be ready anytime, day or night. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. No more in-person doctor's visits, no more waiting in the pharmacy. Best of all, no more awkwardness. Blue Chew is made in the USA and shipped direct, so they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code DLM. Just pay $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code DLM to try it free. Blue Chew, the better, cheaper, faster choice.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Okay, we're back. That was a very civilized session of name tag choosing. Let's start with Tom. What do you got there?
I picked Simon Delphia.
So Simon changed Philadelphia to
it's
Simon Delphia. And he put me and him in the leading roles.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies I feel like you could have picked that would have fit your name better, but...
Which one am I? Am I the one who gets AIDS or the one that's weirded out by having to represent a guy with AIDS?
I mean, you look like you're wearing a suit, so I don't think you have AIDS. I don't know how that
works
out.
They're both wearing suits.
Oh, you're right. So neither of them have AIDS, because in my brain, that's how AIDS works, so...
No, suits don't fit. So... Who are you... Thank you.
It's weird in Philadelphia how they all seem smart. Like, you'd think they'd have those dumb Philadelphia accents in the movies. Like, ah, you got
all
fucking
right.
AIDS.
Be nice to Philadelphia, Tom.
They're not
it's
here.
It's my bread and butter. I go there once a year. Sam, who are you playing for?
Playing for the...
use your microphone.
Microphone, yeah. I forget that this is a show. This is the Inchelsiables 2.
Okay.
It's The Incredibles 2, if you couldn't tell from the thing, and you can't if you're only listening to it. And it's got some faces got photoshopped in here. They're a little creepy.
Yeah, who do we have here? Who is that? You think?
Like, I don't know who that is.
Why did you? It looks like it's just the people, but you made them terrifying.
Yeah, exactly.
For some reason.
What if the Incredibles weren't pleasant?
Exactly.
Looking. What if they were just disturbing to look at?
That's
like
dumb.
Like little Dash. Has
oh,
got
that's
full,
me.
Like
I'm
a,
Dash.
You're oh, I see.
It's
oh, I see.
But I don't
yeah, that's
know
why he's got
that?
Such a big
who
head.
Who is this?
Who is
that? That you?
That's probably. Yeah.
Oh, I see. That's y'all.
Okay, that's
I
cool.
I understand now.
What's your name? Chels.
Chels, but you've got a beard in real life, but you've kind of photoshopped the beard out in this.
Yeah, you're like better shaved there for some reason. Dude, you could live this life.
Yeah. if you trim it down. Try it hard enough, you could be this family.
I really like the dog.
I know. Yeah. And his eyes are like rolling up in his head a little bit, which I like.
Okay.
Frozo is unaltered. He's just Frozo.
I'm assuming that's just me.
Well, that's why you picked that? No one could have guessed you were going to be here tonight.
That's a superpower.
Very, very special surprise. What do you got there, Owen?
I got Rose Carey's baby.
She looks like Dakota Fanning. She photoshopped herself.
She does look like Dakota Fanning. Yeah, dreaming about baby. You look like you. Is that what you look like? Rose Carey is who you look like, and Rose Carey's beautiful.
So you're playing for Carey?
Yep. Or Rose. Rose or Carey? All right. I hoped her name was Rose Carey.
It'd be really weird if her name was Rose and she said Rose Carey's baby. That'd be quite a stretch.
It would be strange, for sure. I was wondering about that.
I thought her, I actually
I was curious
her name
why
was
you
Rose.
Thought.
Maybe her name
Are you
baby?
Sure
maybe
her name baby, isn't yeah. baby?
Yeah. Nobody puts baby in the audience.
Hell yeah, movies.
Squirt, squirt.
Yeah. All right. What do you got there, Noelle?
I have Sophia the Jerk.
Yes, we talked to her earlier about how clever that one is.
Oh, well, I like
Sophia
that she adds
the
Sophia
jerk.
The Jerk. I like it. I like her. I like the Photoshop a lot.
her fun face.
Yeah.
And she's Steve got Martin's a very Steve manly Martin hands. Face.
Yes.
And I also got a little sticker with Donald Trump that says, please pee on me.
Oh.
I'll wear it proudly. Oh.
Nice.
He says, please. That's, well,
that's
nice.
That's nice.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Yep. That's all you need is implied consent.
Yeah. he's growing into the office.
Assumed consent is all you have to go for. I kind of asked.
He was getting peed on. I think that's fine. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I don't mind that.
That's like the coolest thing about him, probably. Yeah,
no.
Dude loves piss. That's sick.
Urine is sterile. It's not that
That's
weird.
That's true.
It's only it's when it's been sitting around for a while.
Squirting is piss, too. Squirt, squirt. And
oh, my God. I can't wow anymore. This is growing old. Wowie. Wow. Wow, wow.
Somebody's going to win this sweet Taylor Swift box. Tonight, so I want to play a game that's just really catching fire throughout the internet that I call Swift Justice. I'll read the plot description of a movie from IMDb. First person to guess the correct title, you can guess as often as you like, which is also the title of an unrelated Taylor Swift song.
Oh, sweet God.
Oh.
Yeah, will be the winner. So if you know any Taylor Swift songs, it might help you. But it could also God. It could also hurt you. If the description isn't enough, then I'll resort to giving clues. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. Yes, queen.
I met these guys on stage, but I appreciate that the audience is ready for it.
None of us were, though.
But we should get, I want to get just a Taylor singing Are You Ready For It and throw it in there when we play this game.
Is that a song of hers?
You guys would be shocked how many titles she has to her songs that are also the title of movies. But here we go. Just guess as often as you like.
Schindler's List.
I love a good pre-guess, especially one that had a chance of being correct. I mean, I don't go that deep in her catalog, but you know, maybe when she was a teenager, that movie affected her.
Country song.
And she wrote a song about the red coat or something.
It was a concept album. It was crazy.
Only if Hitler broke up with her would she write that song. Gunner ass! Hell yeah!
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
I'm scratching you off my Schindler's List.
Is that Hall & Oates?
I think so.
It was Air Supply.
Don't forget, Tom has a podcast called Stand By Your Band.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
Here we go. A romantic drama about a soldier who falls for a conservative college student while he's home on leave.
Bad blood? Bad blood?
Really? A romantic drama about a soldier who falls for a conservative college
that's
student?
That's the other name for Philadelphia.
While
Bad blood?
Whoa. Whoa.
Wow.
Ouch. Oh, God.
Since it's a podcast, look, can we each say who's saying things?
Like, yeah. Look, you think I'm happy
Chucking
about
in,
that?
You guys, are you familiar with this voice who didn't say that?
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
And then everyone recused themselves from the episode. Okay, so...
Man.
Listen, it's the title of a Taylor Swift song. Uh-huh. It's also the title of a major motion picture. It's quite popular. A romantic drama about a soldier who falls for a conservative college student when he's home on leave. There's someone in the audience who knows it. Please don't share.
The Notebook?
It was directed by Lasse Hallström, and it featured Henry Thomas of E.T. fame, Richard Jenkins, and Amanda Seyfried.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
With Channing Tatum.
No. Really?
As the title character.
Oh. The title
Magic
character.
Mike?
The film is
Channing
called...
Channing Tatum. Oh, I need some more hints here.
Like a virgin?
No.
More hints. Let me think of something else.
Doubtful. Oh, fuck.
Let me think of something else. Let's say you're writing a letter.
Dear John.
Dear John is the correct answer.
Well done.
I remember Dear John.
Writing a letter.
Were you right, lady, you said she knew it? Wait, that was a dude that said that?
Did you guys both know it?
It was me and I was wrong.
Oh.
What did you think?
What did you think it was? You thought it was the Marry Me Juliet song? You got a love story is the name of that song.
I wonder if that will come into play.
Let me do a... There was a movie called Love Story. Let me do you... I don't have it in front of me, but let me read you the description of Love Story. A hockey player gets a disease and his girlfriend watches him die.
Love Story.
Love Story, yes. That's the correct answer. Yeah. All right, so Owen, yes. I guess they don't give away the end of the movie. But I love this part about how he falls for a conservative costume, because you know how those conservatives in the military, how they clash? Like, why was that a problem? This should have been fine. But anyway.
I want to support our troops.
Yeah.
I want to be our troops, and that's...
Yeah, that's where the fight happens together. Right there. But people like that movie. It was one of those... who's the guy that writes those movies?
Oh yeah, Nicholas Sparks. Boy, yeah.
He writes
yeah.
the books, right? Does he write the movies too?
Yeah, but he writes those movies, and sometimes it goes through the whole movie, nothing weird. You know, it's like just kind of a regular story.
Yeah.
And then another one, you're watching it, and it's like, oh, she's been a ghost.
Yeah. But in the end, love wins out.
Yeah. Oh, it always
does.
Wait,
which one's the ghost one?
The one where Colby Smulders is like the guy's ex-wife who died, but like she's just fucking chatting up what's her name from Dancing with the Stars.
None of that Julianne meant anything
Huff,
to me.
Julianne Huff and
Doug, I'm halfway through either, that movie.
It's either Olafon or Dumel, right? Inside reference. Let's play. It's time for Dermot McDermott. Not unlike Dumelefant, there's two actors named Dermot Mulroney and Dylan McDermott that people they confuse with each other.
Yeah.
All the time. Oh, and you won that last game, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So you're going to get to go first.
Oh, God.
Then we're going to go to Noel and then Tom and then Sam.
Okay.
I'm just going to ask you each straight up. I'm going to name a movie and say, is it Dermot Mulroney, Dylan McDermott, or neither?
Oh, God.
You know, and I'm going to... The third person, if they're paying attention... can score a point. This is probably one of the more less stone panels I've had on the show. So I think you guys are going to do good. Remember, it takes three to tango. Starred Dylan McDermott. Owen?
Was that already the question?
No, I just told you one of his movies.
Oh, yes.
So now you can place him.
Okay.
Yeah, he was in Three to Tango with that one dude and that other lady.
Yeah, it was great. It's a great movie.
Just like the title implies.
Yeah.
There was three of them.
They were all essential.
And they won a very special competition.
Yeah, because it took three of them.
Yeah. We've noticed in the rules that it says nothing about three people tangoing. You know what? We've looked it over and they're right. We've got to let them compete.
And the pig is allowed a herd sheep.
Owen.
I like it.
It was babe.
I see what you're doing. I was thinking Air Bud. Like I was thinking the dog's allowed to play ball. Same thought.
Guys, stop thinking and pay attention. Owen, the movie Young Guns.
Mm.
Mulroney, McDermott, or neither? Young Guns.
Dylan McDermott.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Noel?
It's the Mulroney.
Oh my God, that he should change his name to the Mulroney. or Lisa Deli should make a sandwich. Mulroney.
Mulroney
is what you're going with,
and it's him.
That is correct.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Well done.
He played Dirty Steve Stevens. We're coming around to you, Tom. I like how you waved. Like, yes, me.
Me.
Career opportunities.
Well, that is not a film, so I'm going to say neither.
That is a real movie, dude. That is incorrect. Sam, the film Career Opportunities, you got?
Dermot Mulroney.
Mulroney or McDermott?
Mulroney.
Mulroney is correct.
Oh.
You laughed at me like you thought I was wrong. I heard you.
I would have known it if you were wrong.
Who are you looking at?
Oh, just the demons.
Tom, let me get... Tom, if I could take a second to let you to get you excited about the movie Career Opportunities.
Yeah, I would love to be excited.
Jennifer Connelly roller skating in a Walmart.
All right, I'm in. I'm from Indiana. That's just my life. Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
No, it's our it's dream. Great. If it's great, and not so great, but it's
Dylan McDermott's awesome in it.
I liked it.
Oh yeah, get him in a Walmart. Now we're cooking.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me. Mulroney was the one.
Oh. He was good too.
All right. So wait, what happened? So. So Sam got that, and Noel got the first one, and now we're back to Owen.
Oh, same game?
Yep. Bad Girls, the unofficial sequel to Young Guns. Had the same poster, but it was ladies.
Yeah.
And nobody said, "You're ruining my childhood."
Oh.
There wasn't that Ghostbuster backlash back then. What's your answer?
Oh, Dylan McDermott.
No.
Oh, damn it! I've only said Dylan McDermott. That other name is too hard to pronounce.
Noel.
I'm gonna say neither.
No.
No, oh, I wanted to say Derm.
Tom.
Well, that's gotta be Mulroney.
It's
baby.
Mulroney. Yeah. Tom is on the board. Yay. Tom is doing it for himself.
My man.
Yeah.
Me.
Sam, which one, Mulroney, McDermott, or neither, was in Copycat?
Ooh.
Copycat.
Neither.
No. Owen.
Could I say neither?
Oh. Wait, do you think I was saying no to him based on pronunciation?
I'm going to say Dylan McDermott.
No. Oh. Wow. Noel.
I see where we're going here.
Yeah?
There's a fourth answer.
Dermot Mulroney.
Mulroney is correct. Noel has two.
Derek Mulroney.
2 points.
You're brave for just trying to say that.
It's hard.
I won't do it.
All right, Tom. Let's see how you do with what I feel is an easy one.
All right.
His name is McDermot Mulroney.
No, his name is. There's one is Dylan McDermott.
I got Dylan McDermott. How did it feel?
I thought it was Dermot McDermott for quite a while there.
And who confuses these
Dermot
two people?
Dermot Mulroney.
His father was a dermatologist.
Dermot
Mulroney. Or Dylan McDermott. Dylan McDermott. Or neither, Tom, was in My Best Friend's Wedding. People are gasping.
Wow.
One of my
the
favorite
easiest one.
One of my favorite movies, and I think it's McDermott.
Let me just double check. No.
I saw it as a kid. I'm
Sam.
An idiot.
The Roni.
The San Francisco treat?
That's right. Ding, ding.
You should have just said, I'm too Irish for this shit, or I'm not Irish enough for this shit.
I truly am not.
I'm not Irish. But Mulroney is the correct answer.
Yeah, Roniman.
Nice.
Damn.
So that means Noel has two and Sam has two?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you guys, we have to do a tiebreaker.
Well, right.
Between the two of you.
Tenderoni.
Other guys, sit this one out.
Okay.
But we're going.
The important thing about this game is how much skill it's taken both of you to get to this point.
Just practiced landed. At home all day.
Yeah. No, some games are about sitting back and just letting it happen.
Oh, no.
Just pay attention. Oh. Okay. So Noelle gets to go first. And if you get this right, you're the winner of this game.
Okay.
Mulroney, McDermott, or neither.
Okay.
In the motion picture, Go. Someone in the audience said, oh. Go. Oh. What do you got, Noelle?
I'm just going to say Mulroney. Just to say it right for once.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Sam.
Dylan McDermott.
Also incorrect.
No!
Is it Noel?
You know, some games, you know, you just have to, it's a neither here.
Neither is correct. Noel wins.
Neither.
Oh, it's a neither. It's a is it neither or neither? Is it McNeither? Or Derm neither?
Is it Toucan?
Is it McNeither?
Tom Toucan.
I think they're both accepted, but one of them you have to have your pinky out. I think that's how you determine between the two.
All my
we haven't
hard
seen
work.
That ball for a while.
Yeah, I you know haven't been mad at anybody. Oh, oh shit!
That's nice.
Sorry. I guess it's not as much being mad. It's just sort of wanting to give somebody the thrill of their life. Yeah.
What if this becomes the new donuts?
Look at him. He's ready to just catch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how that works out for you.
Oh.
It's like edging.
You guys.
I said like.
Yeah. A few more times that guy will come, but we got games to play. We got to get serious and finish up the competition tonight. There's some kind of show going on after this here at UCB. I like to keep things running on time.
It's what you're known for.
Yeah, it's what I'm known for. Talking about keeping things on time and making them late while I talk about keeping them on time. Let's play Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
This is a game where we're going to get the name of an actor or actress, hopefully a very popular one with a lot of credits, motion picture credits only, that we're going to be going for. We'll take turns naming movies that person's been in. If you can't think of one, you're out, but you get one lifeline. You can go to your name tag person one time.
Rose.
Oh, even look at my guys.
For help.
Like, baby.
I recommend you go early. I like to play along, so I don't know what the name's going to be quite yet. I just know that Noelle won that last game, so she's going to go first. Then we'll go to Owen, Sam, Tom, and then me. Where is the Shane Black on Twitter?
Over here.
Over there. And then, of course, your bio says not that Shane Black.
Oh, never mind.
I'm the Shane Black because your name is, in fact, Shane Black. Yeah. What were your parents? What's up with them? Did they know there's a person named Shane Black that had some notoriety?
Yeah, they planned it out, for sure.
They planned it out? Just like, are you going to go into filmmaking?
No.
No. Because you have a leg up, you could just say, hey, I'm Shane Black.
and I'm
ready to make Iron Man 4.
Does it come up a lot? Like, are people like, did people bring it? Really?
No. Nobody cares or knows.
Really? No. It's funny because I was like, oh, that must suck because my name used to be Tom Brady and I had to change it. But people probably aren't like, hey, fuck you, Shane Black. I'm a Colts fan. Like, they're not mad.
Yeah,
at you
nobody's
about
mad
it.
About, yeah. You know, Shane Black inflating the balls too much or too little or whatever was going on there. But okay, dude. So you know, Shane Black's got the new. He's written and directed the new Predator movie, yeah. And he had written the original Predator, and he like came back to fix shit. Or no, he didn't write the original. He's in the original.
He
plays
the original?
A small part, and he's one of the troops or whatever. And yeah.
Are you serious? I didn't know that.
What?
I didn't know Shane Black was in the original.
Yeah, pretty sure. But I also
I believe
I also say shit.
No,
but So, but he's got the new Predator coming out, so I'm hoping to get him on the show because he did do the show one time and he was an absolute delight. But this guy, the fucking fake Shane Black, has a suggestion for us. So what do you think, dude? Who should we play tonight?
Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill. Interesting. He even said before it. Jonah Hill. Okay. This is going to be interesting, but we are running late, so I don't mind it not taking very long. Because, I mean, the dude is, he's awesome, and he's made a bunch of movies, but.
Gosh, I really
What do you think? Like about maybe 20 titles, maybe?
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right. What do you got, Noel?
All right, well, let's just do Superbad.
Let's just get it out there. Yeah. Superbad.
Okay.
I'll just say it right away.
I'll go with a 40-year-old virgin.
Smaller part,
but yeah. A really good cameo.
Yeah, I would. If I were to you, I'd have saved that one, but that's cool.
I can think of anything else.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. The career of Jonah Hill, and you just flashed to one eBay store scene.
Great scene. Great scene.
So memorable. Funny. It's so funny.
It's yeah. That's where we learned of young Jonah Hill.
It's terrific, yeah.
I've been drinking.
Yeah. Everybody is run over by him with that scene. Catherine Keener is all like, what?
Hell yeah.
Sam?
Say Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, of course. Oscar nominee for that one.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to say Hardball.
Oh.
Wait, do you really want to say those words in that order at this time?
Oh, Moneyball. Moneyball. Moneyball.
Oh, shit. Money that ball. Was close.
Hardball is where G-Baby dies.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, G-Baby fans. Your time is nigh.
I don't know what any of that means.
I don't know.
I'm just going to keep going. All right. I think an underrated, hilarious movie that he's in that I'll watch if it's on TV and I'm looking at a TV is a movie called The Sitter.
Oh, yeah.
I like that movie. Yeah, a couple of people in the audience are with me. A couple of people are against me. And the rest don't care. Noelle?
I'm already out.
Go to your lifeline.
Sophia, what do you
Sophia, what do you got?
He's in Knocked Up.
Oh.
He's in Knocked Up.
He is? That's interesting, because I thought that, but then I was like, no, he's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course he is.
All right. Thank you, Sophia.
Thank you, Sophia, for fucking stealing my next one. Baby? Baby, I'm going to go to
You're going
lifeline.
To Baby?
Yeah, I really have been drinking quite
You're
a bit.
You're going to baby? Rose Baby? Oh, wow. Okay. You didn't have to say all that.
You didn't, you really didn't have to lead the way there.
I thank you.
All right, so Owen's going 21 Jump Street. Sam?
22 Jump Street.
Yeah. Of course you're going to jump on that.
I mean, don't leave any eggs in the basket.
Yeah, and nothing that's in pre-production, Tom, in case you're getting ahead of us.
Yeah, I was going to say Shrek 5. So I'm going to say... I'm going to go to Simon.
What?
Oh,
I'm going to Simon. I thought you were saying the movie called Simon. He was in War Dogs, he says.
War Dogs.
War Dogs is right. That's right.
Thank you, Simon.
Nicely done, Simon.
War Dogs.
And I love your accent, Simon.
Me too.
A British man named Simon, of course.
War Dogs. Even if you were wrong, you sounded right.
War Dogs. He was in War Dogs.
War Dogs. War Dog.
The sequel to Isle of Dogs. Or was it a prequel?
Lots happened in the world of dogs.
It's a prequel. I'm going to go with Funny People. Funny People. Do you got any? You out of gas there, Noelle? Or do you have anything else?
No.
All right, but thank you for playing. You
thank
did a great
Sorry,
job.
Thank you, Sophia, for letting me know.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Lovely round of applause for her. Owen?
Yes?
What else you got?
What's the question again?
The films of Jonah Hill.
Yes, the films that he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
Credited or not credited, right?
Oh, if you got one where he's not credited, I will allow it.
Sure.
I believe it's true.
You okay?
Finding Dory?
There's somebody clapping over there like they think you're right, but they also... That's probably Rose. That's probably Rose, baby.
Breathless? Dial M for murder.
What's happening? You're just guessing movies.
It's a full on meltdown. That exists.
All right, so you're out, Owen.
Oh, damn.
Sam, yeah. You can still go to your Chels Lifeline, Chelsea.
Chelsea. That was Chelsea. The one I was trying to save in the pocket.
What was it?
This is the end.
This is the end. That's a good one. Yeah.
Very good. Very good.
Damn it. That was the one in my pocket, too. You bitch.
Well, Tom, you just have to imagine your head. Sometimes he's bigger than other times.
It's true.
Just imagine the different sizes, different stages.
Sometimes he plays an animated piece of coral.
Always brilliant. Always brilliant. Movie.
I know he was in that movie. I don't want to give away.
What do you got?
There's that movie that, where it's just a name, or it's just a first name, where it's like Shane.
The Duplass Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now, come on. Oh, chill. Chill all the way out. Fucking,
I was trying to think of that one, too.
Just doing all the names here. Right.
You're out.
I'm out. I know
that's out?
There's a
Say
superhero
it.
Movie.
Say it.
That's the Green Hornet.
What?
Is he in the Green Hornet?
What is he doing that? That's the Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen. I got him mixed up.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, it's funny that you're talking about Seth Rogen, because my next answer is Sausage Party.
Oh! That's what I was thinking when I said Finding Dory.
Back to you, Sam.
Is that right?
Sam.
Me already?
What do you got?
Is Lucas the name of that movie?
No.
I wasn't guessing.
Oh.
I was talking to my friends, everybody. Oh, Son of a Gun.
That's it. That's Son of a Gun. Amazing movie.
Son of a Gun 2. Daughter of the Gun.
That's another one of those fucking remakes.
By women, you know?
That's ruining right. My childhood. Remaking a movie that never existed.
Here it is.
I think you should just win for this.
I think you are.
The Gun, Daughter of the Gun.
I mean, if you got anything else, give it to us. But, you lasted the longest of all of my guesses. No, there's no shame in losing to me because I'm so good at this.
That's true.
No, I also get to see it all written down, which is very helpful, actually.
Oh.
Oh, it's that movie with John C. Reilly, and he's his stepson, or like a boyfriend.
That's what I was trying to
do. Do you mean Cyrus?
Yes!
Cyrus! Okay. So you say Cyrus, I'm going to say True Story. Your turn again.
Okay. And then there's another movie where he's... Is that one...
Whoa. Oh, I thought of another one. Oh, I thought of two.
Did you really?
Yeah, Forgetting Sarah Marshall and Get Him to the Greek.
Get Him to the Greek.
Oh, dang it.
Get Him to the Greek.
This is a thwacking. I'm getting a real shellacking on this.
He's metaphorically throwing that ball at you.
Yeah, and it's hitting me in the teeth every time.
Yeah, but you're still our winner. Sam Richardson, first time on the show, wins all the prizes for Chelsea.
So good.
Congratulations, Chelsea. I didn't realize that was you until now, but she comes to the show all the time, and you guys can help her out. Mr. Chelsea's going to help her out with that stuff. It's a heavy pile of shit. And don't forget the mug. Here you go. Oh, don't forget the rest of this Bud Light.
Yeah, you're going to want half of that Bud Light.
Hope you brought the minivan.
Don't forget.
Yeah, a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah, and I'll see you outside, and I'll give you this ball. Yeah, I'll see you guys out by in the smoking section. But let's go through and do some plugs. Do you guys have stuff to plug? Tom, what's going on?
Yeah, check out Stand By Your Band. It's my podcast where we have comics defend shitty music that they like. Not always shitty, but stuff that people make fun of. Doug defended Taylor Swift. Patton Oswalt defended something. Kyle Kinane defended reggae covers. It's a good time. Stand By Your Band. Check that out. Yeah, that's it.
All right, cool.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, and Tom's the person he was playing for didn't write a shithead on the back of
their
thing. Where is that person at?
Simon.
Hey, Simon. Do you have somebody you want me to call a shithead as your consolation? Simon. Yeah, just say it to me. I'll try to remember. Oh, interesting.
Huh. People that give their guns.
Yeah, there's no way I'm going to remember that. Yeah. Owen,
I like it better when someone with a British accent says that. That feels it has more authority. So, you sound so smart.
Just automatically right.
I'll plug. You're not going to make any noise while I plug this.
Wait, it's Sam's turn.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sorry. You said Owen.
Well.
You go, Sam.
A British person spoke, and we got thrown all out of whack.
It's true.
It was too sexy for all of us.
If they'd only spoken to us during the revolution. That's not, I mean, we all know how that happened in history. I'm saying if they had, we would have lost.
People made it sound like that was too soon.
I know,
soon.
It's like, oh my God!
Oh!
Can you believe what he said? I won't watch Detroiters on Comedy Central. DVR it. I mean, it's too late to DVR.
Watch it on demand.
On demand. Get on demand. iTunes, I guess.
Yeah.
You can try and use the Comedy Central app, which is available, I think. And you can watch that show. It's fun.
Yay.
Incredible.
Owen,
I want to change my plug to that. It's very good.
That was,
I like it.
Good. Yeah, same
Owen's
thing.
New film, Bloodfest, in theaters and on demand Friday. And anything else you want to say about it?
No, you just took my plug. No,
I just thought people might be sick of the sound of your voice. And I really want people to check out your movie because your voice isn't heard in it, right?
Yes, I play a part in the movie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, then, forget it, you guys.
This did exactly the opposite I wanted it to do. My movie.
But what else do you want to? So that's it, or anything else we should look for?
No, that's it. That's the only thing I've got going on in my life. If it doesn't do well, then that's it for me. I'm done.
Wow. What? That's how it works now. If a movie fails, they just kill you.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They honorably, I do it myself. So it's, you know, either way.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so go see Bloodfest. You know.
Yes. Go see it. It's been great knowing you. And thanks for being part of this. And yeah, thanks for coming out to California. Isn't he a delight, everybody?
Thanks, guys.
Every year we do, with Master Pancake in Austin, Texas, we interrupt another Leprechaun movie, and we're up to like the fifth or sixth one at this point.
Yeah, I think we got to start, at some point we got to start in the restart, the reboot.
Well, we still have to do Origins, and we still have to do that Rogue one with the guy who played Leprechaun in the other movies. He made his own Leprechaun movie. Right?
Yeah.
Warwick Davis.
Oh, he did? He made his own?
Made his own one, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that one.
Yeah. But and Owen always dresses up as a leprechaun, and as you can see, it's a stretch.
If you're listening, he's wearing a green top hat right now.
And Noelle Wells, her new music career is happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Yeah. I sense incredulousness, but it is.
No, I believe in it.
It's happening. It's coming out.
I believe in it.
It was,
I'm excited.
The album's coming out at the end of this year, and you can come. Thank you. And then I'm going to be performing at the Hi-Hat September 30th.
Oh, yeah.
So that'll be up on the Instagram.
Going to be out of town, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
I totally want to see you play, and thank you for being here. One more time for all of my guests, Tom Takkar, Sam Richardson, Owen Edgerton, and Noelle Wells. And that's something else I wanted to say. Oh, rest in peace, Visor Man, and as always, sometimes it's hard to pick an order. The coyote that tried to eat my dog is a shithead.
Oh.
I know, that sounds terrible.
It was.
We have confirmation that it's terrible. And that's why finally that coyote, that podcast loving coyote, is going to fucking learn his lesson. Or hers, they're lady coyotes.
Yeah.
We actually have the coyote right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Cousin of Scooby. Okay, and people who name their guns are a shithead. And this one, I'm not sure what's going on here. Somebody calls social services. My baby is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another cocky. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky.